this word came about kind of in a strange way, but won't go into details. But I want to read to you a word that was given to the church on March 9th, 2014. March 9th, 2014. I'm in control, so let me be. You gave it to me, so let me have it. I have sent an army of angels out all across the earth to handle many of the situations of the day. Things or circumstances may look ominous. Don't rely on what you see or hear. And that includes the news. All is temporary, but I am not temporary. I am here, I am now, I am forever. Do not turn away. True faith is believing in me. Although I may be unseen at the moment, just look around. You will see me alive in each of you. Continue to have faith. Be comforted. Do not falter. Look for the ever-present me. I am here, I am now, I am forever. That's the curtain fully revealed. Amen? All right. What he said to me was, I want you to talk to them about the army of angels that are ministering spirits, and they were sent forth to minister for us. And we walk around and we're feeling ho-hum sometimes, and we shouldn't be, because there's an army waiting to go to work. Now, how many of you have ever worked for a great company? If the manager didn't give you any instructions, what would you do? You wait. I believe some of this army is waiting. Because we rely on ourselves. Look at your neighbor, say, get with it. The army is available. They won't go to work without instructions. Now, how complicated is it? They can't do anything until you open your mouth.
Come on.
Well, when you open your mouth and you declare the word, what happens? They immediately go to the task and get it on and move. Amen. They're waiting for you. Come on. I have given you all authority, says the Lord. And here you are, ho-hum. Get with it. Get with the program. Hebrews chapter 1. We're going to hit verse 7. Referring to angels, he says, God who makes his angels winds. W-I-N-D-S, amplified. And his ministering servants, flames of fire. Confirmed in Psalm 104:4. You see, they are on the job available to us, but we go ho-hum and do nothing, and they cannot move until you give instructions. Verse 13. Besides, to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand, associated with me in my royal dignity, till I make your enemies a stool for your feet? Are not all angels, are not the angels all servants? Amplification, servants. Ministering spirits. Sent out into the service of God for the assistance of those who are to inherit salvation. For those who are going to inherit salvation. Does that include just you?
No.
No. It includes a few that may be straggling, trying to figure out, how can I make myself feel good?
Jesus, help us.
Got it? How can I make myself feel good? And how many have ever used medication? Like a bottle of booze? Yeah. Don't be ashamed. A bottle of wine will do it a little slower.
Cigarettes.
Pot. Whatever. I don't care what you use for medication. It doesn't matter. It solves the problem for the instant. But it doesn't heal anything. All it does is postpone the pain.
Amen.
And then you need a double dose.
Amen.
When I used to watch my parents in their alcoholic days, and I would get all bent out of shape, I could take an 8-ounce glass, fill it 3/4 full, and drink the whole thing and not feel a thing. So booze to me was wasted money. And I'm not exaggerating. I am not exaggerating. And I'm not saying that I did it every day, but I tried to calm myself down.
Amen.
Okay, I was medicating. Ah, Lord have mercy. I didn't know about the angels that were available. I didn't know how to pray correctly. Like he said, ask and you shall. If you don't ask, you don't. If you don't get, you don't ask, you don't get. Thank you. Boy, it's not that complicated. Now,
we make it so complicated.
Yeah. Exodus 14:19. Then the angel of God who had been traveling in front of Israel's army withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of a cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them. Could they do that in Iraq?
Yes.
Syria?
Yes.
Israel?
Yes. Everywhere.
I can tell you that when we went and we saw the Golan Heights, Gail was with us. Mm-hmm. One of the tour guides told us some of the miracles that happened during the, I believe it was a 6-day war. And they have no possibility of this being able to be done. But there was landmines everywhere on the road, on the sides of the road. And in fact, some of the areas, they don't even let the animals go in there because it's still full of landmines. And some people were told by the Lord to go up there, and they did, and miraculously they survived. How? Because God's angels were on the job. You mean the Jews know how to pray? You bet your boots. They're not afraid to ask. Because you see, they came out of Egypt. And it was an angel that stood. One! Just one! He must have been a big guy. To be a pillar in the heavens. And from one side it was dark and the other it was light. What does that tell you? The believers could see it as light. The unbelievers saw it as?
Darkness.
And you know what? Perry Stone was on one of the programs and he happened to mention that. And I said, yes! Yes! To those that are in darkness, everything is ho-hum. Mm-hmm. Those who have the Lord, it's not a problem. God's got a plan. He's going to develop it. It's going to be okay. Just be patient. And you become an irritation to them.
Amen.
Shut up. I can't stand your positive comments.
Amen.
Yeah. Psalm 91:11. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Well, how many have ever heard Joni on Daystar?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I happened to listen to one of her programs with John Paul Jackson this morning. And that's what started this angel thing. Because Joni stopped somewhere to do something and got back in her car because she was delayed. And when she got back in her car, she didn't use her seatbelt because she was in a hurry. And guess what? Another truck came and smashed into her, and she felt arms hold her. The other person was almost killed. She did not have a scratch. The car was totaled. My wife, 1993, wrapped her car around a tree, made three holes this big in the windshield, the glass everywhere. She did not have one piece of glass in her head. She didn't have one cut on her body. All she did was she pulled out her hip joints, and they had to do surgery and put the hip sockets back in. It's all and a lot of things, but she wasn't dead. She could have been. Who kept her? Ah, now I'm going to give you a little secret. 2 days before the accident, or almost like a day and a half, actually. We were separated at the time, and I was with Mom, and we were going up to my brother's up in Canada. And we left on Bridge Street. I picked up Mom because I had stayed with her that night. And we drove up towards Belchertown. And as we went by Chudy Street, and some of you know where I live, so you go by that street that goes up to my house, I saw a vision. Talked about a vision? You talked about a vision. I saw a thermometer. Big, fat, old-fashioned ones like we used to have on the farm.
Yep.
They were about a foot and a half high, all white, and the red line. The red line was deep, deep maroon, and it was almost on zero. And this was spring. I immediately said, Mom, join hands, we need to pray. She says, what's the matter? And I heard my mouth say, I heard my mouth say. I had not chosen the words. I didn't think about anything. My head was totally blank from the vision. My words were, the grace period's almost done. Hear me now. The grace period is almost done. So we prayed, and we didn't know how to pray, but I had a sense it was Irene. I just kind of knew. And I just said, okay, we need to pray in the spirit because I don't know what's up. Because she would not communicate with me. She would not talk to me. All I did was pay the bills. That's handy, but it works. And I left her alone so she could think and reason what she needed to reason and figure out what she needed to figure out. We prayed in the spirit for approximately an hour or more because we were in Vermont when the release came. So we drove all the way through Massachusetts up into Vermont, and all of a sudden I said, Mom, it's done. Nothing else to do. We're going to give thanks. God's got his plan. Drove the rest of the way, got to my brother's, dropped off my mom at her sister's, and the rest was Sunday afternoon, late. The telephone rings at my brother's house. It was my youngest son, said, Mom's in the hospital. She wrapped her car around the tree. I said, is she okay? Yeah, she's in the hospital. She'll have surgery in the morning. And he told me what happened. What if we didn't have the vision? Who would be dead? Would she have completed her mission?
No.
Some people go home early because people don't know how to intercede. They're not equipped. Why did the Holy Spirit come upon me in 1977? Was it my idea? No. Did I think it was a good idea? Yes. Did I get it right away? No. My wife waited 5 years before she got her baptism of the Holy Ghost. And she kept asking and asking, and it wouldn't happen. Why? Because she was loaded with fear. Fear is the obstruction that stops people from receiving. I might lose control. Yeah, well, it might be a good idea. Come on now. Come on. I can go in the corner if you want me to.
No, you're fine.
Okay?
Amen.
All right. Daniel 6, 22. Daniel 6, 22. I want to stay out of the corner. My God sent his angel and he shut the mouth of the lions. It's got an S on it. Lions. They have not hurt me because I was found innocent in his sight, nor have I ever done any wrong before you, O king. And it goes on to confirm. I love this one. Acts 12, 7. How many of you like to sleep? Thank you. If you were in jail, how well would you do?
Not very much.
Not quite the same, right?
Mm-mm.
Acts 12, 7. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared and a light shone in the cell. Why is it that it's a light and not darkness? Because what? Who recorded this? Peter did. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. Some people say, well, spirit beings can't touch humans. Well, guess what? He woke up Peter. And he said, watch now. He's speaking. Quick, get up, he said. And the chains fell off Peter's wrists. Oh, you mean angels can handle chains? Yeah. It also says in that same chapter that the saints were praying, but they were praying with unbelief. Because when Peter showed up at the door, they thought it was a ghost. Oh, come on. Close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit. Keep me with it.
Keep me with it.
Keep me praying.
Keep me praying.
The words of promise.
The words of promise.
That your angels are on the job.
That your angels are on the job.
And they're not going to be on strike.
And they're not going to be on strike.
They're not going to be rebellious.
They're not going to be rebellious.
They're waiting for my mouth.
They're waiting for my mouth.
To activate the word.
Activate the word.
So that God's glory.
God's glory
can begin in my house,
and in my family,
for His glory.
For His glory.
Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
Now, can I just ask a quick question?
You can add whatever you'd like.
No, not that. I want to ask a question.
Oh, that could be dangerous.